After word got out that attorney Bob Martin had disclosed during the July 5th Pocahontas County Commission meeting that using hotel motel tax money to fund the Pocahontas County libraries was illegal under current state law, the July 18th Commission meeting drew a standing room only crowd of citizens, all of them to protest any defunding of the libraries. First up was Bob Martin, who said this first came to his attention recently when he received word that Mercer County was required to drop its hotel-motel funding of its libraries. Martin said that he found that the law specifies only 10 items that can be funded with hotel-motel tax money, and libraries are not among those 10 items. He said he hoped to find a way to define the libraries as either recreational facilities or art centers, which would qualify the libraries to receive hotel motel tax money, but upon further research found the libraries did not strictly qualify as either. Gene Simmons, the county prosecutor, said he reviewed the law and agreed with Mr. Martin's interpretation of it. Martin explains just what this law means about the continued funding of the libraries using hotel motel tax money.
The spin that I've also heard is that this is ambiguous. Well, it very possibly may be. However, this is a penal statute. Correct, Mr. Simmons?
True.
It provides for a violation of the criminal law. As recently as May of 2017 by our Supreme Court is that penal statutes are strictly construed. So there's no leeway here. The penalty section for violation of this statute is any member of a governing body who willingly and knowingly votes to or causes to be expended monies generated by the provisions of this section for purposes other than specifically set forth in this section is guilty of misdemeanor upon conviction thereof shall be fined not more than $100.
Martin also stated that Chapter 10, Article 1, Section 2 of the West Virginia Code says that libraries can only be funded using a county's general fund or through a library excess levy. Michelle Jeffers, trustee and treasurer of the Pocahontas County Free Library Board, then made a shocking revelation.
When we saw the papers last week, we had to have an emergency meeting. It's well over 50% of our budget. Our only recourse for right now, we will have to close all the branches except McClintock. We will have to lay off 6 to 7 people and run it on a bare bones budget. And it will happen as of Monday. We will have to close all branches.
Attorney Josh Hardy disagreed with Martin and Simmons' assessment of the law.
I don't think we have the biggest problem as we're making it out to be. I think this is a very ambiguous statute. We might have a problem saying, hey, we're going to give you $60,000 for a building fund library, but if you want to run programs, you describe the program, we'll fund the heck out of that. And we can do that through motel hotel tax.
A number of others, too many to mention here, spoke up in support of the libraries, or in opposition to Martin and Simmons' interpretation of the law. John Lazorek proposed using the hotel-motel taxes for some other organization in the county government who receives general funds, but would qualify to be funded by the hotel-motel tax under the statute while giving the general fund money currently used by those organizations to the libraries. Gene Simmons proposed forming a committee to find alternative ways to fund the libraries, while at the same time obtaining an opinion from the Attorney General and approaching the legislatures to change the law. Simmons also assured the commissioners he would not charge anyone under the statute until all these efforts had been made. The commissioners seemed more than willing to leave the funding in place until these alternatives could be explored. All three of the commissioners say they would not leave the libraries without any funding, no matter what it takes. Either getting a ruling or finding an alternative means of funding the libraries. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.